hissediyor.
You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Lost in the Sauce. I'm your host, Fave, and I want to first thank you for riding with me on this show. I know there are so many other things you could have done, so many other podcasts you could have listened to, and you chose to be here. So let's break it down. Let's keep the conversation going. Let's build the narrative of hot sauce culture to a place that's never gone before. But before we do all that, I want to personally thank Spotify and Anchor for selecting Lost in the Sauce as part of their Amplifying Black Voices playlist on Spotify. To be only 4 episodes in and be recognized on that platform is pretty dope. You guys didn't have to do that, and you did. So thank you, Anchor. Thank you, Spotify, for putting Lost in the Sauce in the mix. I also want to acknowledge and recognize award-winning journalist Kimberly Seals Allers for the launch of her new podcast, Birthright, which explores joy and positivity around Black childbirth. And I was blessed to compose the music for that podcast. It is an honor, and I'm excited for where that podcast is going to go and how it is going to help the diaspora and the human experience as Black women get more resources on how to have successful and healthy childbirth experiences. I'm not done. Another thing that happened this week, my brother in podcasting, Will Dawson, a.k.a. Harlem, a.k.a. Dawson Inc., a.k.a. Dawson East America, we came up with the idea to review hot sauces together, but he's in Charlotte, I'm in Alabama. We decided to do a Zoom call and review hot sauces on video. I shared a clip on social media. That is just the tip of the iceberg, and I'd like to offer that as a special edition episode throughout the year. Lots of activity, lots of momentum, and I want you to join me in the journey. You know, I know you're here for the sauce. I know you're here for the sauce. Do the people want the sauce? Go ahead, go ahead. I said, do the people want the sauce? Go ahead, go ahead. Let's go.
We're getting ready to start the set.
This week, we're saying Grace. Do you feel me? Do you hear me? Grace hot pepper sauce from Grace Foods out of Kingston, Jamaica. You already know my favorite spot, Mi Pueblo in Homewood, Alabama, had Grace hot pepper sauce on deck. And full disclosure, before there was a Lost in the Sauce or a Fave Hot Sauce or anything like that, I have been a fan of Grace Hot Sauce since the first time I tried it back in Calgary, Canada. I was up there kicking it with some Trinnies, and they all use Grace the way most people down here may use Louisiana or Tabasco sauce. Now, I didn't use a spoon, I didn't use a pizza, I didn't use tacos, I didn't use any of the other traditional things that you would put hot pepper sauce on. I decided to experience Grace on grilled chicken. That's right, I took a few shakes and dumped it on my grilled chicken thigh. I know you thought I was going to say breast, but I'm about that thigh life. So had it on the chicken thigh. And before I even got into it, I had to open up the bottle. As familiar as I am with Grace, I love to take in the aroma of Grace hot sauce. It's very heavy with spices and salt. It's just a very aromatic sauce. It's not overpowering with the heat, but it's definitely present. And that lets me know I'm about to have a good hot sauce time. And so I'm staring at this chicken thigh. This grilled chicken thigh, and I've got this aroma all in my nose, and now I'm going to pour the Grace hot pepper sauce on the thigh. Texture was very light. I know we've talked a lot about thick, like steak sauce or like that type of consistency. Grace is very thin, very light body, what I like to call a spider monkey approach to your food. It just kind of crawls across your food when you pour it down. It just kind of goes and cascades down the meat. Okay, that was a little weird. That came out wrong. But okay, the texture is very light in body. And so we get into the taste. Men and women, girls and boys, everybody out there, Grace taste has a steady heat. I mean, it is consistent from the time it enters your mouth to the time it stops burning. It is steady with a slight tang and oh so comfortable linger. Your whole meal will be blessed by Grace hot pepper sauce. On the chicken, it gave it a nice flavor. So it's heat, it's flavor, and it's there with you. It's like a good relationship. It gives you all the spice, it gives you all the heat, it gives you all the consistency, and you can't do nothing but stay. So with all that being said, Grace hot pepper sauce gets nothing less than a what? First time ever, y'all, 5 flame rating. Grace Hot Pepper Sauce was the pivotal moment for me in terms of hot sauce, because I too was boring with Louisiana, with Tabasco sauce. Again, not shade, but just like not exploring beyond those, not letting those sauces be a springboard to other experiences. And to go and find out the Grace Hot Pepper Sauce is the go-to in most Caribbean restaurants and most Caribbean cultures and families. And the way I see it on shelves and cupboards and pantries, like I do the traditional ones that I see in America, I knew this was going to be the one that's going to stay. I love this sauce. Big brand, awesome marketing, awesome production, awesome distribution. I am a fan for life. They're not paying me for this. No hot sauce company will pay me for a review. So Grace is real. It is as real can be if you can be that real about being real. I don't think I can express the seriousness of that sauce for me more than that. So where are we gonna put Grace Hot Pepper Sauce besides a grilled chicken thigh? Party people, you can put Grace Hot Pepper Sauce on anything Caribbean. The beef patties, the jerk chicken. It's a great curry booster. If you got a curry dish, whether it's chicken, goat, shrimp, whatever, add a little bit of that grace into the situation and watch your life change. If you're not into West Indian and Caribbean food, you can also put it on the standards like pizza and tacos. Well, no, I'm gonna take that back. Not the tacos. It's not that kind of situation. Gumbo. Oh yeah, gumbo. Soups. I've tried Grace Hot Sauce in chicken noodle soup. I've tried it in vegetable soup. I tried it in that 15 bean lentil situation you may see in the grocery stores, and most people don't pick it up, but I picked it up. I also want to issue a warning. It's hot, but I do not recommend it for fried food. I believe that the heat and just the consistency, the thinness of it, it just disturbs the sexy of the breading. And I say that about most thin hot sauces. It's just not sexy on breaded fried food. So that's my warning as far as what not to put it on. Now go out there and find that Grace Hot Pepper Sauce. If it's not in your local international grocery store, Amazon is waiting, willing, and able to get that sauce into your life. And that's it. No, play, that's not it. I want to hear from you. Get at me, because I'm here to tell you, Grace is the reason why I put Louisiana hot sauce down. Again, not because Louisiana is not a good sauce, but it was the only one I knew. And I needed to expand my palate. And I think that the world needs to experience more than just the traditional standards of yesteryear. But if you just like what you like, that's cool too. I especially would love to hear your thoughts on the sauces and this show. So please review, subscribe to Lost in the Sauce on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. We need the reviews. Good, bad, and indifferent. We need the reviews. And I'm not ashamed to ask for them. Next week, don't touch the baby. That's your clue for our next hot sauce review. I want to thank you for listening and sharing the good news of great sauce. Until next time, know that it's okay to not be okay. Allow yourself the space to let the broken pieces fall in order for them to be carefully picked up and restored. Just be very particular about where you get your glue. And while you heal, be sure to pray for a stranger, because a stranger is definitely out there praying for you. You've been listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies out there, the one who keeps the hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the Instagram and TikTok chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.